The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Tony Holland's comments yesterday highlighted the slippage that Micheál Martin was so keen to avoid with anticipatory behaviours and COVID surchecks not being required by enough outlets. Will we see an enforcement blitz this weekend? Well, to get more on it, I'm joined by political editor with the Irish Independent, Philip Ryan. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this anticipatory behaviour, in other words, we're going to be free on the 22nd of October so we can start being free now. That was basically the bottom line.
We've seen that throughout the pandemic, that whenever these restrictions are coming, there's always this kind of period, not lag, the opposite to a lag, before the restrictions are lifted, where people just kind of start adjusting to life under the new rules before the new rules are actually in place. And that's something that we've seen from day one when restrictions are being eased. And again, they believe it's been seen as been happening over the recent weeks and months when we were indicated last month and over recent months, really, that restrictions were going, that normal life was going to return, was supposed to return from tomorrow onwards to a large degree, apart from really mask wearing was the only big one. And that has kind of been happening. And of course, we were supposed, one of the big ones of the rules, which was supposed to be dropped tomorrow, was these COVID certs that you're supposed to show when you're going to a pub, a restaurant, or a cafe, of course, as well.
Yeah. And by the way, Philip, and our listeners have drawn our attention to this, hotels. I mean, you still don't have to show a COVID cert to stay overnight in a hotel or to dine in their dining room or drink in their bar, which seems to be one of those anomalies that the government still hasn't paid any attention to.
There was always these anomalies with hotels over throughout, I think last summer it began, where there was always this thing where hotels were allowed open. You'll probably remember ahead of bars and restaurants, and people could go into the bars and restaurants and act as they, as anyone would in a bar or restaurant in the hotels. And that has always been the case. And there is this kind of presumption that you're a little bit safer, or the behaviour you show in a hotel, perhaps, that it mightn't be as boisterous because, you know, you might be there with a partner or a family. You're not as mingling as much with other people as you might be if you went into a town or a city centre pub. And I think that's part of the logic behind that.
Yeah, it's a bit illogical, though, when you're bringing kids under 12 who can't be vaccinated. You could be bringing a herd of infection into a hotel, so it does not make sense at all. This anticipatory behaviour that was referred to, obviously that may have affected the venues as well, the restaurants, the bars and the cafes, who are thinking, sure, it's all over on the 22nd, why bother checking now? It's only the 10th or 11th, but sure, in a couple of weeks' time, it'll be grand.
Well, this is the thing, and the rules around going into a restaurant are quite comprehensive, and there's a few stages of what you're supposed to really do. You're supposed to show your cert. You're supposed to then show some identification to show that it is in fact your cert. You're then supposed to one member of your group or you yourself is supposed to sign in, give your name, your phone numbers for contact tracing purposes in case there is an actual outbreak. So that is the entire process. And I think a lot of people would say that they might have done some of that. You might have been asked to show your cert, you might have been asked to give a name. But in reality, I'd say a lot of places aren't showing that. The facts but kind of back that up, and I think the government have said this as well, that there's kind of one third of businesses aren't doing that, and figures from the HSE show, they're around that. There's a small percent, only 2% were for fully non-compliant through their checks, that weren't doing anything. But then there was around 28% of businesses were found from these checks that they needed to increase their compliance measures, more protective measures in place. But then there is a lot of businesses who are doing it and are playing it by the book and doing everything correctly as well, we should say.
And I mean, they may get a dividend from the people who feel comfortable going into those businesses, knowing that everyone there has a vaccine cert or, you know, has been infected by COVID and has recovered and therefore has immunity. Those kind of things which should be evident from their documentation.
It's an awkward one, Pat, because I don't know, if you were going out for a meal at the weekend and you had a restaurant booked and you get there with your group, the three or four, however many people are going, and suddenly you get showed to your table and no one asks for your cert. Like, are you really going to get up and walk out as the Taoiseach and Tony Holohan are telling people to do? I'm not so sure people will really do that.
All right. So the blitz that's going to happen this weekend, the HSA staff, Health and Safety Authority staff, not huge in number. Obviously, it's a holiday weekend. Many of them will have booked maybe trips away with their families. So who's going to be doing the blitzing?
Well, the people responsible are these environmental health officers in the HSE, and like you say, there's not a huge amount of them. There's about 350 of those, and only 70 of them are in the group that go checking businesses on a regular basis. And then the HSA is not a huge organisation as well, the Health and Safety Authority. So it's remaining in place. It's the same structure for compliance checks that's always been in place since the summer, since July. And they'll still be responsible. And if there's a major issue, if they come across a major breach, they can then contact the Gardaí and say, look, we have people here who aren't abiding by the process and we're having trouble with them. And only then can the Gardaí be contacted. The Gardaí will continue to do their own policing of the streets over the weekend. They'll be there making sure antisocial behavior doesn't increase. There's been problems with that in recent weeks and months, and then also making sure that people are abiding by the licensing laws that are in place. Of course, they're going to be relaxed this weekend for the first time since the pandemic, so people will be able to drink a little later in bars. That means, of course, like in a normal bar, about to half 12. But then you also have these people with later license, pubs that aren't necessarily nightclubs per se, but are late serving pubs.
And of course, you have a lot of late night gigs scheduled for the Cork Jazz Festival, which is this weekend. Now, I don't want to sound cynical, but we've got three very senior ministers in government: Michael McGrath, the Taoiseach, and Simon Coveney, who are from Cork.
and it is a big festival that needs to go ahead and is being let go ahead. And it is in Cork, in fact, that is true. And there's a lot of festivals that will have looked on. The big one, obviously, being the Electric Picnic, who didn't get to go ahead in recent weeks.
That was outdoors. Well, by and large, outdoors. It's a mixture of kind of huge marquees and so on. Anyway, Philip, look, thank you very much for that. Same number of personnel, it would appear, whether some of them are on their breaks with their families, which they're perfectly entitled to do, and whether they're being recalled, we simply don't know. But we shall no doubt hear about this after the holiday weekend.